Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 14th. You'll be interested to know. 78 years ago, today in 1947, Captain Chuck Yeager, flying a Bell X-1 rocket plane over Muroc Dry Lake, California, became the first person to break the sound barrier, a triumphant milestone in human aviation achievement. This inspiring moment, celebrated as a breakthrough in aeronautical progress, continues to symbolize human ingenuity, courage, and the spirit of exploration. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning, it's looking choppy with waves at 2 to 3+ feet. The wind is sideshore at 21 miles per hour. Conditions remain choppy through the morning, but by noon, they shift to fair with the same wave height. The wind will ease to 6 miles per hour onshore by midday. Expect the afternoon to clean up a bit as the wind shifts to west-southwest. Best time to ride is at 2 p.m. with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 5 miles per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 4 feet at 6:30 a.m., followed by a 3-foot low tide at 11. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet on Wednesday, thanks to light northeast winds. Thursday holds similar size, but stays consistently clean throughout the day, making it a great option for a morning session. Friday sees a slight decrease to 1 to 2 feet, but remains clean early before shifting to fair conditions later in the day. This morning, there's rain, and it feels like 67 degrees with 20-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:20, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:59. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be sunny with highs near 64 and west-northwest winds up to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 25. Wednesday night stays mostly clear with lows around 53 and a quiet trend into Thursday when sunshine returns with highs near 68. Friday through Saturday bring a warming trend to around 70 and patchy fog late nights and early mornings with mostly cloudy nights near 58 to 59. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Edwin Castro, who won a record $2.0 billion in the Powerball lottery, is now investing in rebuilding his hometown of Altadena after devastating wildfires. On a recent morning, Castro was seen surveying fire-damaged lots he purchased, expressing his commitment to restore the community for families in need. He has spent $10 million acquiring 15 properties amidst concerns from residents about potential gentrification and loss of the area's charm. Castro aims to build single-family homes to sell at market value, while also collaborating with local nonprofits to gain community trust. As he embarks on this decade-long project, he hopes to preserve the spirit of Altadena for future generations. Now on to sports. The Dodgers' ace Blake Snell overwhelmed the Milwaukee Brewers for 8 innings, and first baseman Freddie Freeman added another postseason homer to his Hall of Fame resume, as the Dodgers survived a shaky 9th inning to capture a 2-1 victory in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series on Monday at American Family Field. Snell faced the minimum while allowing one hit and striking out a postseason career-high 10 batters. The Brewers executed an impressive double play in the fourth inning, showcasing their defensive capabilities. Manager Pat Murphy downplayed recent struggles of reliever Aaron Ashby, emphasizing his solid regular season performance. This series will test Milwaukee's ability to create pressure against a dominant Dodgers rotation. And last night on Monday Night Football, the Bills lost to the Falcons in Atlanta, 24-14. Josh Allen was 15 for 26, with 180 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Michael Penix Jr. was 20 for 32, with 250 passing yards, 1 passing touchdown, and no interceptions. And in Game 2, the Bears beat the Commanders in Washington, 25-24. Caleb Williams was 17 for 29, with 252 passing yards, 1 passing touchdown, 1 rushing touchdown, and no interceptions. Jaden Daniels was 19 for 26, with 211 passing yards, 3 passing touchdowns, and 1 interception. In local sports, Cody Ceci's first game with the Kings raised questions among fans about his ability as a defender. After signing a 4-year contract, Ceci struggled against the Colorado Avalanche, showing signs of being a genuine liability. His analytics do not support his role on a contending team, especially given the price tag the Kings agreed to. While some hope he could provide veteran insight, his performance did not inspire confidence for the playoffs ahead. Kings fans may need to brace for a challenging season if Ceci does not improve significantly. In top news, the world's coral reefs are dying and will continue to unless global temperatures drop significantly. A report published today says that the Earth has passed its first climate tipping point. The University of Exeter found that warm water coral reefs are passing their tipping point due to rising ocean temperatures, acidification, overfishing, and pollution. Din Lenton, founding director at the Global Systems Institute, stated, "We are in a new climate reality." He warned that crossing the 1.5 degrees Celsius threshold within the next 5 years could lead to more extreme weather and food production strains. Scientists have identified as many as 25 major tipping points, including the transformation of the Amazon rainforest and polar ice melting. The authors of the report emphasize the urgent need for action to avoid this fate. In business news, Derek Tharp, an associate professor of finance at the University of Southern Maine, argues that delaying Social Security benefits may not make sense for everyone. While economists recommend waiting until age 70 for maximum benefits, only 10% of Americans actually do so. Many retirees claim benefits at age 62 or before their full retirement age. Delaying can risk lost income if one dies earlier than expected or if market downturns occur. Additionally, retirees may spend less from their portfolios due to behavioral tendencies, which can lead to underspending and reduced enjoyment. Considering these factors, claiming Social Security earlier may be a viable strategy. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $113,000. Ethereum is unchanged at about $4,100. And XRP is unchanged at $2.55. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. SpaceX's satellites are falling from the sky every single day. If Starlink continues scaling up operations, there could be as many as 5 of these satellites raining down on us daily. Starlink satellites in low Earth orbit are deorbiting and falling to Earth at the rate of 1 to 2 per day. Debris from rockets and satellites contains metal particles that could deplete the ozone layer. Smithsonian astrophysicist Jonathan McDowell tracks everything that goes up and comes down. These satellites only have a lifespan of 5 to 7 years, which is why McDowell sees a future of falling Starlink spacecraft. NOAA researchers found an unexpected density of metal particles in the stratosphere, and we do not yet know how safe these are. Entertainment news. Rajesh Mapaskar, the Indian National Film award-winning director behind Ventilator and Ferrari Ki Sawari, has been chosen to direct Chiranjeevi Hanuman, The Eternal, which is billed as one of India's first theatrical films created using generative artificial intelligence technology. The Hindi language project chronicles the tale of Hindu god Lord Hanuman and is being produced by Vikram Malhotra's Abundantia Entertainment and Collective Media Network's Historyverse. Slated for worldwide release on Hanuman Jayanti in 2026, the film aims to redefine storytelling through technology. Mapaskar expressed excitement about embracing innovation while honoring India's spiritual heritage. This project poses significant questions about the role of artificial intelligence in filmmaking. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American aviator and author, Anne Morrow Lindbergh. And she said, "To fly as fast as thought, to anywhere that is, you must begin by knowing that you have already arrived." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.